Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break. Bill Bush is trying to join from afar. He was on the stream. I don't see him anymore, so I'm sure Ben will help him get hooked up there. But Sip, how are you today on this fine Christmas Eve Eve?
Oh, is that what it is? It's Christmas Eve.
That mic's messed up. Probably no one next to you. Move to that one. Yeah, push that one away. Something's messed up with that microphone. I don't like that. It is Christmas Eve Eve. I had buddies of mine that used to partake in a night on the town on Christmas Eve Eve.
Christmas Eve.
There we go. That one's better. There we go.
Yeah, we're all here. Bill's going to join us. Ben's here. You're here. And is it like a bad sweater?
Yeah, what do I have on
day?
Right now?
Is it a bad sweater?
No, if you're watching the video stream, this would be a Miami Dolphins ugly Christmas sweater. I'm wearing it because it is, number one, Christmas time, our last show before Christmas. We won't be back, by the way, on the airwaves until Friday. So you have today and Friday. And because they won the football game.
They won.
They beat the Niners, who had been already eliminated before the game from the postseason. But still, that's a team that George Kittle was playing, Deebo Samuel was playing, Brock Purdy was playing. They had several great defenders playing. So a nice win Miami.
They had several great defenders playing. That is a... Are we having problems?
I just can't see in the video.
Oh.
Now we're better.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now we're off and running. The plane is ascending.
We're good. The plane's here. I'm back from Phoenix. Had a good time. The highlight of the trip, it was a good time, Sip, but you'd appreciate this. I texted the group chat. I was playing golf at the earliest tee time available at the Silverado Golf Course. It's a nice public course. One of the cheaper. I wasn't trying to blow a ton of money. A cheaper course.
What's
in Scottsdale.
A cheaper course cost?
Like $89. You know, with rental clubs about $150.
That's one of the cheaper.
That's golf in the desert. It's good stuff. I played. I got paired with a guy that was 77 years old. His name was Stan Zucker. Get to talk with Stan. He's been around. He's been in Hawaii. He's been in Missouri, he's lived in Arizona for 35 years. By hole 12, he finally tells me that he's got a celebrity friend that plays golf with him once in a while. I said, well, who's the celebrity? He's like, well, you probably never heard of him. You're kind of young. I said, try me. You ever heard of Alice Cooper?
I said,
yeah, I know Alice Cooper.
Did you say, your love is poison?
School's out for summer, man.
Yeah.
He's like, he shows me a bunch of pictures of him playing golf and hanging out with Alice Cooper. He said, he showed me a picture from years ago. I'm talking like 20 years ago plus.
Uh-huh.
He went as Alice Cooper for Halloween, makeup by Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper did his makeup to make him look like Alice Cooper. Yes.
Really?
Now, how cool is that?
Stan Zucker.
His name is Stan Zucker. Good player.
Yeah.
Good stick for 77 years old. I was impressed. I was impressed. That was a very cool guy and a cool story, but for him to be, you know, pretty dang good friends with Alice Cooper. I guess him and Alice won the 1995 Phoenix Open Pro-Am.
So this dude's a golfer.
Yeah. He at one point was a plus three handicap years ago when he was not in his 70s. He's still a good player now.
And you got paired up.
I paired up with him. Sometimes you get with random people on these golf trips and you have great stories. And Alice Cooper was that connection.
That's awesome, Jake. I got hung up on that price. I didn't know it was that expensive to play golf in the desert. That's interesting to me.
Yeah.
It's not bad. I mean, $150. So that's 18 holes.
18 holes.
That's a day. And did you walk it?
No, I did not walk. I definitely carted that because there's no price difference from walking and carting. People don't usually walk in the desert because it gets hot. Even for the morning rounds, you'll see the occasional walker, but they typically are on a cart.
I need to be educated on this stuff. Having never played golf in the desert, I wouldn't have guessed. Like if someone would have said, "Sip, we're just going to play a public course. It's not that much." My mind would have said, "Oh, so it's going to be like $25?"
Yeah, well, locally, sure, that's possible.
Yeah,
yeah. If you go like to Holmes, you're going to pay like probably $40 to play there. But this is a little bit. No shot at Holmes here.
I grew up in a time.
It's a little different.
In Columbus, when you would go play at a public course for $9, Jake, $9.
That's a par three course now. Jim Agger, you might get on for $9 or $10, but you're not getting on Holmes or Pioneers or anything here for that kind of rate.
This is informative to me.
That's also the 80s and the 70s. This is now different prices. Inflation has hit. So, there you go. My mom is texted saying, I mean, it hurts her that the highlight of my trip was playing with a random golfer. No, for show purposes, that was a highlight. Alice Cooper was mentioned here. Alice Cooper was mentioned. That's why
it
was a phenomenal trip with my family for Christmas. My sister, Aaron, Jared, brother-in-law, mom and dad, Jane, Steph, and Elizabeth in Scotland. We all went to Arizona. It was great.
Let it be a lesson that it's easy to inadvertently hurt your mom.
I know. I did not mean that was not intentional, but it was a wonderful trip and we had a great time.
Yeah, I'm sure I've said a lot of things over the years that inadvertently hurt my mom. Inadvertent is the key word.
Yep.
Inadvertent.
Yes.
Is Bill with us?
He's trying. I keep seeing it pop up for a second and then going away. So I hope Ben is trying to work with him because I cannot help him in this current state. When the show is going, I cannot just go leave the room and try to get Bill.
Well, thankfully,
now I see Bill again.
Thankfully, we're in idle chit-chat. And
Bill, can we hear you? Can you hear us, Bill? I don't know. I don't know what's happening. He muted himself. We'll figure it out. I can see Bill. He's glitchy again with the piano in the background, but he's got to unmute himself. I cannot unmute him right now. It's up to him to unmute himself. He's under that control. I tried to unmute him.
This is great.
Now he's gone again. That's fine. We'll figure it out. Bill is having some technical difficulties on vacation here, but that's okay. Sip, how was your weekend? And anything you want to add for idle chit chat today?
Jake, I worked. I just worked because of the portal. How about this? I'm trying to put my days together. Friday night, Marcos Davila pops at. He's a quarterback.
Yes.
He was a Purdue quarterback. That popped at, I'm going to say, 8 o'clock Friday night. That's what I'm doing Friday night.
Sounds fun.
Saturday night, watching the Tennessee game. 9 o'clock, Justin Rett pops. That's me. I'm doing it. I'm on duty. That's all I've been doing. And then yesterday, what was the book? What's my book?
I missed out on all the fun.
Yesterday,
by Steve Sipple.
Wrote a column and got ready for Dane Key. I don't know that you know the name Dane Key. You've been on vacations. You know the name Dane Key.
I have read the name Dane Key.
He's a Kentucky receiver. He's deciding today between Georgia and Nebraska. And he's a big one. They got a great one. They got a really good receiver. I know I'm more interested in the portal than you and Bill, but they did get a good receiver from Cal, Nisaiah Hunter.
I like him. I saw his film.
Yeah, he's good.
He's a good player. I actually watched his film, the highlights. Now, I didn't see the lowlights, but I saw the highlights.
Yeah, he's good.
It's a good role.
Yeah, he's 6'2".
Good video.
He's a big dude. Now, Dane Key would be, I'd say they're maybe their best portal get or their second best portal get. And I think they have it. They feel, I know Nebraska feels good about it. And that will happen today, one way or the other. It'll be Georgia or Nebraska. And I know that, like, Marcos Davila,
yeah, the Davila. Purdue transfer quarterback.
He just dropped in conversation, and I think they're going to get Dane Key. I was like, what?
You didn't mention Desan McCullough from Oklahoma goes to Nebraska
that
as well.
That was yesterday.
Just a boatload of news for you over
the
weekend.
Yeah. It's been, Jake, I'm going to tell you something. It's been really busy from a work standpoint. I haven't had much time to do stuff that would qualify to go on the air with Idle Chit Chat. I haven't.
Because you've been working the whole time.
I did do the show with Mike and Sherry in the morning. Sunday.
Oh, yes.
That was fun. God bless them. That was beautiful. And Sherry made pumpkin bread. So that was excellent.
That kept you through, huh?
Well, I mean, it was nice of her to bring pumpkin bread.
That was nice.
Yeah.
It's at 7 a.m., by the way, on Sunday. You were up early on Sunday.
I was up because...
No sleeping in for SIP on Sunday.
No, that was fine. I had to go to Omaha for something family related and then get back to work. So, no, it's been really busy.
Happy holidays to you, Sip. Really enjoying some time off.
No, I haven't. It is not.
For people who don't know, when are you leaving for New York City?
We leave on Wednesday, so Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
I'm glad you asked because I've been having trouble with this. People ask me. I'm like, you know what? I don't even know. Wednesday at, like, I think our flight's at 5 p.m. out of Lincoln. So I go to Omaha for Christmas. Yeah.
You're going to have the day here.
A little bit. Okay. I'm just going to whip up to Omaha quick and then just come back and go. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's bowl season.
It is.
This is bowl week, by the way.
You know,
it's strange to say that, isn't it?
It was also strange. So I told you I was in Arizona this past week.
Yes.
And I went to, on Saturday, went to downtown Phoenix to check around the area, which I've been before, but my family had not.
Downtown Phoenix.
This is where the, you know, convention center was at.
Yeah.
Busy place this week.
Where the Suns play?
The Suns are down there. And then also that's where the Diamondbacks play. And you can, there's a restaurant you can go to at all times in that stadium to view the field. I knew that from years past. It used to be a TGI Fridays. Now it's a cheeseburgers and cold beers, a chain restaurant. Go up the elevator and you go inside this restaurant overlooking the field.
Oh, nice.
And because I did not know that is where the Rate Bowl is at. I thought that was going to be at the Cardinal Stadium. That is at Chase Field, Diamondback Stadium in downtown Phoenix. So they've turned the baseball field into an indoor football field. That'd be nice at Yankee Stadium. It's indoors.
I know.
It's indoors. So I got the Rutgers on one side and the K-State on the other side. They play on the 26th, so on Thursday.
Wow. So was it all set up?
You'll be gallivanting through Central Park ahead of the Saturday game, and they'll be playing football at the Rate Bowl.
I would have liked the Rate Bowl. I kept saying that to Sean. The Rate Bowl would be great, and he said they're not falling to the Rate Bowl. They're not going to be playing in the Rate Bowl. Is that below the pinstripe bowl? I don't know. I don't know how that works, but I would have loved to do that. Now, I will say
Listen, how could that be below the pinstripe bowl?
It's Kansas State,
who had a good year.
Right.
K-State and Rutgers had 7 wins.
Right.
That's got to be above
maybe
the pinstripe bowl.
What he was saying was there's no way that Rutgers was going to play in the pinstripe bowl back-to-back years.
Why not? Easy for travel.
But
does Rutgers have a traveling fan base?
But the pinstripe bowl has not had... I think if they've had... an overlap in its history. It's only been one. They don't overlap. They don't want to overlap teams. So,
I saw that San Jose State's playing for the second straight year in the Hawaii Bowl.
No,
this
I'm
year.
Talking about the Pinstripe.
I know. I'm giving an example of a different bowl game. It is playing back to back teams.
They don't want back to back teams.
Years. Okay.
Now I will say this: New York is not supposed to be cold, like 40s.
That's nice.
Yeah, for
you
the
might
game.
Not need your winter coat for that.
Oh, I think it's still. I think
maybe a light jacket.
I've been contemplating the winter coat thing because I got a button off my good coat. It's hard to sew on.
Well, we saw that your text in the group chat said I had to buy a winter coat for a bowl game.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, I did.
It's true.
But a button's off now.
Already got a button. Great.
Yeah. But anyway, we leave on Christmas Day. to New York, and I know it's interesting. It's bowl week, but not many people are talking about it.
No, the holidays. We're talking about the portal. We're talking about basketball. We'll get to basketball next segment. A big win for the Huskers last night. But talking about the disappointment of the volleyball season ending on Thursday night. Nebraska, again, you talked about it Friday with Nick and Bill. I was not here. Thanks to Nick for filming again. Swim helping.
Swim
out.
Did a great job. He did.
He's always prepared, so thanks, Nick. But Nebraska, of course, the reverse sweep, up 2-0. They lose the next three. And by the way, Penn State wins in 4 sets. So it was actually a double whammy for Nebraska, because I'm sure Nebraska fans were saying, hey, well, let's root for Dani Busboom. Let's get her a title as a former Husker and maybe the eventual Nebraska head coach when John Cook steps down. But no, Penn State. And think about Caroline Jurevicius, who was here last year. Her dad, Joe Jurevicius, of course, former Penn State receiver, NFL receiver, actually lives here in Lincoln part-time.
Oh, does he live here in Lincoln?
I played golf with Joe before.
I was going to say, you know him.
I have golf. Joe's a great guy. He's an intense, as you would guess, intense person. But his daughter comes to Nebraska, didn't play at all last year, hardly minimal playing time. She goes to Penn State. She becomes one of the stars of the team, and they win the national title. They're 8th in program history.
Nice job.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and they've been a great program. I covered them during the Russ Rose time. God, I did. I literally covered them when they had Russ Rose. Do you recognize that?
I do know. Yeah, because I thought he was still the head coach before these matches were being played. Right. I didn't know they had a new coach.
So yeah, big congratulations to Penn State. Nebraska did have a great season, though. Now, what's the Bill Bush update?
I think he's going to try to call after this segment, maybe. I think maybe he should call for Bill's Thrills, because it's tough to be on the phone for, you know, that long, but we'll talk to him during the break.
Yeah.
So we will not have Bill on video today. But that is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Renew. Please call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com. They have a rust proofing and undercoating package plus ceramic coating SIP, $100 off.
I'm contemplating
if you mention the ticket or early break for the month of December only. See what Renew can do for you. Renewyourauto.com or 402-833-3858. We'll get to basketball next segment, but SIP, regarding the college football playoff.
Yes.
It began on Friday night with Notre Dame and Indiana with a score that was not as indicative of how the game went. It was 27-17 final score, because Indiana scored twice in the final 2 minutes of this game. But it was 27-3 when the game was ever in doubt. So they rolled the victory. The other games, of course, that they were played on three games on Saturday. The first game was terrible when Penn State just blew out turnover-prone SMU 38-10. Clemson pushed Texas but did not win the game. They lose 38-24. And Ohio State rolls over Tennessee 42-17 in the nightcap. All I got for you, Sip, is a big yawn from the first four games, which is, of course, what you fear when you add more teams to the playoff.
Yes, I get where you're coming from on this. Now, I will say this.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CIGARSinternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Okay. Well, I have to mention this, and I know it grates on you, but you know my affinity for Blue Bloods.
I got a text about you from that this weekend.
Right. And I will tell you, I feel it. Like, it's a legitimate feeling, because I was viscerally happy when Penn State was kicking the dog out of SMU. And you know what? It's real, because I was working, of course, but I would check. So I got my computer set up in one area of the home. And then I have to go look at the TV to see what the scores are. So it's purposeful, because I don't want a TV on in where I'm writing, because I'll be too distracted. So I write and get up and check the score. I found myself like literally fist pumping.
What is wrong with you?
Well, it was the same for Notre Dame. I was glad Notre Dame was whipping Indiana. I was glad that Texas was whipping Clemson, because Texas is more of a blue blood. I do like the blue blood element of college football a lot, and college basketball for that matter. Indiana really started to wear thin on me. Cignetti really started to wear thin. Him going on that ESPN show 3 hours before kickoff, first of all, what's that? What are you doing? And second of all, him saying that stuff about we not only beat top 25 teams, we beat the out of them, we beat the bleep out. That's just, he's just gotten sort of cocky.
I think he lost his way.
Kind
of. Was he this way? I want to know, but before he came to Indiana, was he this same brash way at James Madison?
He's a brash person.
But we never talked, knew who he was before he came to Indiana. Of course, we knew the press conference, Google me. Yeah. That's anyway, when he said, we're going to beat Purdue and screw Ohio State, when he had that at the Indiana basketball game. He did that and fired people.
Yeah, I think he was brash.
But I want to know if he was that way at James Madison. You would think you would have some clippings of hey, here's the James Madison coach going off on this team. We never saw that. Mm-mm. On ESPN or social media anywhere.
I have a feeling this is just the way he is, which is fine, Jake. Mike and Sherry, Mike, God bless him, he said that Cignetti, his brashness reminds him of Pelini. I don't remember Bo being that brash. Kind of.
Bo can be brash.
Yeah, Bo could be brash.
It's just been a while. We haven't seen Bo for a while.
But that comment he made, not just because he mentioned Nebraska, that comment he made about we don't just beat top 25 teams, we beat the... It's, come on, man. That's not... Ben identified something earlier in the season a few weeks ago that really stuck with me. And that is the theatrics that go on now in sports. It seems like there's just too much of it. Just too much theatrics. Like what's he doing saying stuff like that? You know, and there's a lot of just vulgarity now. Saban. I mean, Saban's routinely vulgar on the air.
He cusses?
Yeah, it's odd. And I know I sound hypocritical, and I bet I'm getting it on
the... I heard you cussing Friday on the show, Thursday
on
the show.
I did, but it was
in the first minute of the show.
But isn't it different when you do it unintentionally as opposed to me just coming on here and blatantly doing it?
9 years ago, I cussed. I didn't even know I cussed.
The other thing was going to say about the playoff real quick, I want to get your feedback.
Yeah.
I know people keep saying these games were a dud. I did not regard Ohio State-Tennessee as a dud.
It was a dud.
But
that game was 42-10 late. They had a touchdown to make it 42-17. It was a dud.
But it was interesting, and it was exciting.
It wasn't a dud in this element. The home games, the crowds were awesome.
Yeah.
That was the coolest part of the playoff, was that home games, great attendance, great crowd. Texas was fired up. Penn State was fired up. Ohio State?
Whoa.
Now, there was a lot of orange there. There were a lot of Tennessee fans made their way. But that's a full stadium still. I don't care if it's all Buckeyes fans. It was a full stadium. And Tennessee travel, which is a great look.
Crazy.
And they got buried. And Notre Dame, that stadium was awesome. Four games, again, disappointing in terms of the actual value of the game and entertainment. But no doubt, great to see the crowds. And I liked seeing playoff games in cold weather. That's cool.
Like, when you talk about it, it doesn't sound like you think it was a dud. I don't think it was.
Okay, let me go with this.
The outcome.
The idea of it. And the fan base was excellent. All four games, the fan bases were excellent. They were jacked up to play.
Yeah, they were.
But the games themselves were all disappointing.
Yeah, I can't push back on that.
No drama.
Not really.
No drama.
The Ohio State game got close-ish at the end of the first half. Tennessee looked
21
like
21-10 at halftime.
Yeah, Tennessee looked like then Tennessee got the ball to start. Okay, now this is a hole in my game. Then Tennessee got the ball to start the second half, and that's when Justin Rhett committed to Nebraska. And there I go. I have to scramble to my computer and write three takes on a guy I didn't even know what position he played, and I had to do it in 30 minutes.
Well, here's what happened, Sip. Tennessee got the ball and punted.
Okay,
six plays, punt, touchdown, Buckeyes, six plays, 65 yards. All of a sudden, it's 28-10. You had to get a field goal or a touchdown if you're Tennessee. You're down 21-0 in the game. Made it 21-10, and they punted on their first drive in the second half. It's over.
Yep.
I mean, the first three drives of the second half were touchdown, touchdown, touchdown over. For Ohio State.
Over.
42-10.
And I will say this. I watched enough of that game in the first half. Chip Kelly schemed up Tennessee beautifully. Chip Kelly, the payoff, I mean, Chip Kelly's a dynamic play caller and a scheme guy. And God, they were schemed up well, Ohio State. They did. Number four, Jeremiah Smith, running open. open a lot. They had guys running open. They were very crisp. Will Howard played very well. I will say this, though, Jake. Nico Amaliva is a player. Now, he didn't have a great game.
I'm surprised you're saying that with the stats he had.
What'd he have? What was it?
Nico Amaliva, the quarterback for Tennessee, who... you just praised. And I like him in general.
I like him.
In the game, he was, I'll give you rushing and passing. Passing first. 14 for 31 for 104 yards.
Not much there.
Rushing, 20 carries for 47 yards and two touchdowns.
They ran him 20 times.
For 47 yards.
Jake, picture this. He is 6'6". 6 foot six. 215. He can run. And he's a tough, Jake. He's a tough runner. He captured my imagination.
He only had 19 touchdowns on the season.
He'll be an NFL quarterback.
He got a lot of NIL money to go to there. That was one of those big NIL deals.
He's only a redshirt freshman. He's a tough kid. And you know what he was? What's fascinating? A great volleyball player.
Well, he's tall enough.
So he's interesting. He's an interesting
guy. He's from Long Beach. That's why. It's Long Beach, California, okay. PY. It's a big volleyball area.
But now, what I would tell you, and I don't know how much you watched the game, all I thought during the game was, okay, Ohio State's legit. They could win it all.
It made me wonder where has this been?
I don't know.
Now, were they just saving up to get to the playoff and make a run? Because now they're an underdog. They're an 8 seed. You know, they're not expected to go win it all despite having the talent to win it all. This is what we talked about, that we saw the bracket. Oregon got screwed. Oregon should not be playing Ohio State in the second round.
You've got Penn State
playing Boise State.
Right.
And Oregon gets rewarded with playing Ohio State. Hope you enjoyed your bye. Here comes the Buckeyes who just rolled SEC's Tennessee.
And Ohio State, I'm telling you, looks like they're favored against Oregon.
Check it out. I didn't see that.
I think they're a 1.5 favorite.
Yeah, it's checked. Right now, the spread is Ohio State's a 2.5-point favorite against Oregon.
Now, that is the issue with the playoff. And the playoff committee is just getting hammered right now because of the artificial seeds. Well, that's a great example. Oregon's the one seed, and they get this Ohio State team that's playing with a chip on its shoulder. They are. And Ohio State with a chip on its shoulder is scary.
And by the way, don't forget, yeah, they lost to Oregon, but they had a chance to win the game with a field goal, and it had an error by Will Howard.
In Eugene.
They didn't lose by 14 points. It was 32-31. It was a great football game.
Yeah.
Now, they had some bad games after that resulted in close wins and a loss to Michigan, but they played well in a loss at Eugene. And Penn State, Penn State is a 10.5-point favorite against three seed, as you said, artificial seeds, Boise State.
That is the problem with the playoff, the way these seeds worked out. So now Texas plays Arizona State, right? They'll be favored.
Texas is a 14-point favorite in that game. God.
See, that's the problem. The Rose Bowl will be epic, though. That's the good thing. Notre Dame, Georgia, looks like a war.
That should be a great game. Yeah. Georgia, a 1.5-point favorite. I'm telling you right now, the Notre Dame can win the whole thing.
But look at
I've
this.
Said this for weeks. Yeah. Maybe I'll be wrong. I'm going to have egg in my face. They won a game, though. Notre Dame can absolutely win the national championship.
I think so, too. But when you look at these seeds, it is interesting. Georgia got a bye. They play Notre Dame. It's the seeds are jacked up.
And Penn State gets to play Boise State. Now, Ashton Gentry is a great running back. They might lose that game. They might lose, but you look at the spreads and what they are expecting. They expect Penn State to win somewhat comfortably.
Oregon got the shaft. They did.
They're playing the Buckeyes.
They're playing
who are pissed off.
Right. I'm telling you, Ohio State looked really good.
It was dominance. Their defense.
Oh, listen.
Farley.
Terrell Farley, the legend, is in the house. The legend is in the house. He's from Columbus, Georgia.
Yes, he is. You're from Columbus, Nebraska.
Right. And I think when you were saying that about Notre Dame, Georgia can win it all, too.
They can. I don't see it this year. Now, I'll say this for Farley. I think they have this is going to be odd for people to hear. I don't believe in Carson Beck, and he's not playing. He's out. The backup quarterback, it might be a better thing for Georgia that he's playing.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't disagree.
Carson Beck, to me, I don't see the NFL player that people think he can be. He had a rough, he had a couple good games. He played well the first time against Texas and I guess second time to a certain extent. But he had some bad games this year. Bad games. And he played bad in the Texas rematch. When he got hurt, they started playing better football.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's the worst thing that it's the backup playing that game.
I think you're right about Notre Dame. I mean,
they look good.
They're loaded up.
Their defense is good. And Riley Leonard, that's a guy. You should like him, too. He runs the ball well.
I like Riley
Leonard. He's a dude. He's tough.
Yeah, and they're a tough defensive team. I thought that scene before the Notre Dame game was like a movie set. It was amazing. The scenes for the playoff. This isn't directed towards you. You're right. The results were duds. But just the weekend and all of the discussion, again, I didn't see much of the games. Saw a little of them. Saw some Texas Clemson. I saw enough that I was excited, and the discussion is interesting. The committee jacked up the seeds. The games weren't great, but it was still raucous. The Ohio State Stadium, I'll never forget how loud that was watching it and how exciting it was to start that game when Ohio State rolled them early. Yep. And it was so loud.
It was impressive.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
And all those Tennessee fans in that stadium was fascinating.
There was a ton of orange.
And I think what Ohio State fans, I think their mindset was, okay, I see all this orange, but they're not going to be louder than us. So the stadium was super loud. And I just was so impressed by that scene.
Yeah,
night game at Ohio State Stadium is something
again, else. All the scenes were very impressive.
Yeah.
The scenes, the looks of the stadium, mm-hmm. the idea of a playoff game, the crowd showed up, they delivered. The games themselves did not deliver.
And it makes you wonder.
They got one part right, though.
Okay, blue blood discussion. This is what I mean, Jake. Now, this is what I don't like about the non-blue bloods. Give me Alabama versus Penn State. Give me Alabama in that role. SMU was a pretender. They're a pretender. We tried on this show to make them sound good. They're not that good. We do that, though. We glom onto these cute little stories. But then when they play the real team in cold weather, it ain't working. Great. They're a nice team. They're a nice warm weather team.
That's why a lot of Big Ten fans are saying, see, we told you so. When it's nice weather, yeah, you win. Right. Why don't you come up to our lair for a second? It's always us 100. Going down to you. It's why different. Can't we do a little divvy this up?
The real dudes, and this is in the NFL too, they play when it's cold. That's football weather. It's not just,
Josh Allen in the cold.
Yeah, he's
Mahomes
great.
Mahomes in the cold. They embrace. Mahomes went to Texas Tech.
They're great.
He's from the war. He still plays really well in the cold.
Right.
You got to play in it. That's SMU, part of the deal.
Just say it, Jay. SMU was a pretender, and Alabama probably belonged in that game.
I don't want to give Bama. I'm not doing that. They lost three games.
They lost. They scored 3 points in Norman.
They did. I will not do any scenario where it says this should have happened. I think the playoff was right as it was. I'm not adding Ole Miss.
Not the seeds.
I'm not adding. That's, yeah. The seeding was wrong.
Artificial.
The teams were right. Bama still does not deserve to get in, or okay. Ole Miss.
All right.
Or South Carolina, who I thought was maybe of those three the most deserving.
South Carolina is probably the most deserving of those three. But I would have liked to see them.
I'm fine with them not being in. It's just SMU was not ready for that moment.
I would tell you this. If I was ever on that committee, you know where my leans would be.
SEC.
Blue Bloods.
Kevin Jennings, SMU quarterback.
Jeez.
Great season. Horrific performance. Horrific. The first two touchdowns were pick sixes by Penn State.
Game over.
Offense got stuffed in downs at their own 19-yard line. Their own 19. What are you doing, James Franklin?
Pretender.
Guess what? They still threw a pick in the end zone.
Yep.
Back to Penn State. Before we get to break, I'm starving after a trip to Arizona. I need some. I want my breakfast.
You
bag.
Have a lot of energy this morning.
I do. I'm on a low sleep also. I went. To
Are
like,
you?
It's like 11:30 last night. I went to bed.
What were you doing?
Unpacking, repacking, all sorts of stuff. I should probably go to Early Bird. You think? Should I go refueled. To Early Bird?
I think you should get refueled.
19th and K, free parking. Lots of free parking. Breakfast burritos, chicken fried steak, which is smothered. They've got a variety of pancakes. We're talking blueberry, banana, cinnamon roll pancake. And who could forget the world famous hash holes?
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
I was just stopping.
Wow, that was new.
I was new. Doing it for Bill. Yeah. We used to do three, not four.
Yeah.
Get there today, 19th and K, also locations in Omaha and Iowa. Early Bird. Breakfast, brunch, and lunch every day, 6:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. When we come back,
oops,
an impressive showing to start off the Diamond Head Classic for Nebraska ball. We'll discuss that next on Early Break on the Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.